And then that some of her, in turn, her children made, some of mother's older sisters. Mm-hmm. And they were real dark.
Dark, yes, yeah, why? Dark is so lovely, checks and...
The ones I seen were solid, though. They weren't checked, but they were a dark, dark...
Oh, well, listen, honey, people used to take brown domestic.
I bet that's what you remember.
And they'd take walnut hulls, green walnut hulls, and get the bark, hull off of that, and it makes the prettiest brown you ever saw.
Oh.
Now, Mother used to knit all of our stockings.
Uh-huh.
And she would dye them with walnut hulls.
You don't mean she knit your stockings?
Oh, Lord, knit? Well, I could knit up a storm. And when Parmo married now, and I was 13, and she had so many to knit for.
Oh, and yes, you all of a sudden
and she just told me and the stepsister, says, now, if, says, you all can either learn to knit your own stockings, or you can work and make the money and buy you some. Well, the first year or two, we knit them. And I can heel and toe, and I can knit, then I can knit fingered gloves, the cutest things you ever, and I couldn't knit nothing now. But now we learned to knit, and we learned in a hurry. And but now she had, but she dyed them with walnut hulls. She didn't have the money to buy dye.
Well, it probably worked just as well.
It worked. Why, it was beautiful. And that's what I say about they take this brown domestic now and dye it a brown and make quilt lines.
Mm-hmm.
And our mother made the men, boys and men, some, she called them blazers. They're just like an open old shirt, big old loose shirt and long sleeves, and all to work in the field. They were cool, you see, and she'd make them to wear it in the field. And honey, when my father and mother lived together, she loomed, I'll call it, the material. She had to sit down at this loom, and I've seen a loom, and she know how it worked. Have you?
No.
Oh, honey. It's a great big thing. I guess that wide. It's got shafts you have to work. You pitch this through and pull that thing. That makes one thread. Then you pitch that back. That's another thread. Well, she had worked for I don't know how long of getting enough material to make my daddy a pair of pants. And she said he was so proud of his pants, and he went to the field to work. And a lizard ran up his leg, and he just grabbed it like this, you know, just that way. Well, he couldn't turn it loose. He said, I've died.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I've heard her tell that now.
Yeah.
She said that he said he just, he knew what to do for his pants. But finally, he just took his knife and cut the plug out.
Oh!
She said, I sat down and cried for hours because that just... That work was done. There, that breeches leg that she worked so long and so hard for.
Oh.
But he said, I just couldn't turn that lizard loose.
He couldn't let it go either way.
He said, just to thank them ladies. And
but
so,
I thought he
but I've heard my
it.
Mother tell that. Now, she had to knit for that outfit. Socks. And long leg stockings for us girls.
Don't you wonder how she ever had
well, every
time?
Minute she had to spare, she was flipping them needles just as hard. She could just knit the fastest. But we learned to knit. We learned to knit and to help her. But I never did. When, of course, we could buy old cheap socks and stockings by the time me and my husband married. And so I would never knit after I married. But Lord, I could use the crochet. Then that came in, the crochet lace for pillowcases, and crochet this, and tablecloths and everything, crochet. Oh, I've got a tablecloth that one of my cousins crocheted for me. It's a pretty thing. But I don't know how she ever managed to do it. It's just so tedious.
I know it. It's so tedious.